Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. Joining me is my co-host, Lakit Peris, here on www.goforgold.lk as we bring you hot sports news off the field. The first news I have for you is a communique from Sri Lanka Cricket, who have informed the Division 1 clubs that the T20 tournament scheduled to get underway yesterday has been postponed indefinitely due to the inclement weather that Sri Lanka is facing, and that too because of a depression at the Bay of Bengal. So the tournament has been postponed indefinitely. We'll keep all our listeners posted once we know for certain as to when the tournament will get underway. We had an interesting game in the IPL as well, where Royal Challengers Bangalore took on Kolkata Knight Riders. And the game got underway there again because of bad weather, 1 hour behind the scheduled time at 7:30. But nevertheless, thanks to sterling job done by the ground staff, play got underway at 8:30 and all 20 overs were bowled. Now, RCB, before they came for this game, were in third place in the points table after having played 11 games. They are the defending champions and they had 14 points in the bank, while Kolkata Knight Riders were placed at number 7 after having 9 points in the bank, having played 10 games. But yesterday, thanks to Virat Kohli's brilliant 105, RCB beat Kolkata Knight Riders in a big scoring game by 6 wickets. Now let's take a look at the scoreboard. Kolkata Knight Riders batting first made 192 for 4 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Raghuvanshi made a brilliant 71, followed by Rinku Singh's unbeaten 49. Cameron Green contributed with 32. None of the RCB bowlers were successful. Bhuvanesh Kumar 1 for 34 and Hazelwood 1 for 35. It was excellent batting conditions. Royal Challengers Bangalore get to the target with 5 balls to spare, 194 for 4, thanks to Virat Kohli's brilliant 105. In 60 deliveries, the right-hander, 11 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. He was ably supported by Padikkar, the captain, who made 39. So great win for Royal Challengers Bangalore, who are now on top of the tree as far as the points table is concerned. So Royal Challengers Bangalore have played 12 games. They have 16 points with a plus run rate. In second place, Gujarat Titans. They have played 12 games as well, 16 points plus a plus run rate. In third place is Sunrisers Hyderabad. They have 14 points after having played 12 games. Now, fourth and fifth place belong to PBKS. Fourth place, PBKS have played 11 games and they have 13 points to their credit, while CSK, that's Chennai Super Kings, they too have played 11 games. They have 12 points. Remember, all teams will have to play 14 games, and the first 4 teams in the points table will play in the playoffs. Now, there are 4 teams practically languishing in the chart, and you'll be surprised. Delhi Capitals are having a very tough time. So is Kolkata Knight Riders, Mumbai Indians, and Lucknow Super Giants. So those 4 are really languishing at the moment. And the chances of those 4 teams to reach the top 4 looks pretty tough. So let me give the points table again. RCB at the top, followed by Gujarat Titans, Sunrisers Hyderabad in third place, and in fourth place is Punjab Kings, and in fifth place, Chennai Super Kings. Today's game, very interesting, because Punjab Kings, who are in fourth place with 13 points, play against Mumbai Indians. If they can beat Mumbai Indians, then obviously they'll replace Sunrisers Hyderabad, who are in third place. So musical chairs, honestly, as far as the points table is concerned in IPL 2026. All teams must play 14 games. The top 4 teams will qualify for the playoffs. Right, let me move on to Sri Lanka schools rugby, which is always interesting. We are coming to week number 4. And I'll tell you It's going to be a very interesting contest this week as well. Well, six games will be played on Saturday. Let me start off. Group 1, DSN Nacka will host the defending champions Trinity College Kandy at Havelock Park, but that venue is still to be confirmed because we were told that Havelock Park has a few issues with ground conditions. So we'll keep you updated on that, whether it'll be played at Havelock Park or the game will be shifted to another venue. Then Sri Sumangala will host Isipathana, the Green Machine, at the Trinity College Stadium in Kandy. That is the Group 1 games scheduled. Now, the Group 2 games are St. Joseph's will host Wesley at CRN FC, while Ananda College will host St. Peter's at Rathmalana. Now, coming in to Group 2, we have one more game as well. That's Prince of Wales will be hosting Mahanama College at the Air Force Grounds in Rathmalana. In other words, Group 2 has 3 games, while Group 1 has 2 games on Saturday. But the game on Saturday that eyes will actually be focused will be when Zaira take on St. Thomas's College Mount Lavinia in their own backyard at Maradana, after Zaira successfully beat Royal at the Royal College complex after 63 long years. So obviously Zaira will come out as favorites, but you know what the Thomin Grit is all about, isn't it? They can just upset the apple cart. So there we go. Run through the entire schedule again, because it's a long schedule. Group 1, DS will host Trinity. Sumangala will host Isipathana in Kandy. That's at the Trinity College Stadium. Group 2, St. Joseph's will host Wesley at the CRNFC. Ananda College will host St. Peter's at Rathmalana, whilst Prince of Wales will host Mahanama as well at the Air Force Grounds in Rathmalana. And last but not the least, the 6th game on Saturday is from Group 3, where Zaira play against St. Thomas's. The rest of the games will be played on Sunday. The schedule I'll give it to you when it comes to our Saturday podcast with the results. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Piris. I hope you did enjoy our podcast, which is limited today because of the limited sports that we do have. We do have to report for you. Apologies. Look forward to your company again tomorrow. So be chirpy. Have a wonderful day. Spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure.